What about that one?
That one? That one looks like a cute baby Zev mount.
There must be more than 10 now, he laughs. You think everything looks like a Zev mount, Tidaray.
But they do.
I think it looks like a haint.
Ah!
She hits her giggling elder brother.
Why would you say that? Haints are frightening. I don't like haints.
Funny, they seem to like you. I saw them all around you just last night while you slept. She sits up abruptly.
You lie! I don't believe you!
He sees that she is genuinely frightened, so he confesses. Oh, come now, Tidaray. I'm only jesting, he scoffs. Do you really believe that I'd let a bunch of nasty haints haunt my little sister and do nothing to stop them? She smiles.
No, I don't.
Well, all right then.
Of course.
I let them carry on for just a little while last night. She pounces on him, playfully punishing his teasing. He wrestles her to a pin and tickles her feet against her struggles. She laughs uncontrollably, and the kids roll around in play, the boy being advantaged.
This seems unfair, the man says, walking toward them. Might I even the odds?
Mesef tackles his son in play, freeing his daughter Tidaray. With the boy pinned, his arms held fast behind his head, he beckons his daughter to have her vengeance. She tickles him without remorse. The boy cries from laughter before Meseth releases him. They all sit and giggle in the tall grass together. The girl is small and very young. The boy is not much older than her, very young as well. The lot of them look just the same as all Vandun. Hair locked in neatly matted cords, though they are too young to fashion it in any elaborate design, and, being that they are the children of wild researchers, their hair flows free. Their skin are different shades of the same brown, and they wear common clothes like any child of Kongor. On this day, they are home on that world.
The two of you are so precious. Never forget the love that lets you share your name. Your Amma and I were both orphans. No siblings. Parents slain in battle. You know this, right?
The man is taller. He's Haidar, but he is no warrior. A Vandun man of science. His build is average. Not frail, but unassuming. His hair flows free as well. His face is unshaven, but his beard is not dense. It grows scattered on his face. His garb, like his gurion, is common, and he carries a note-keeper in at least one of his breast pockets, always.
Yes, Abba, you tell us this so often we could not forget it if we wanted to, the boy says.
Aye, and I will continue to do so that you never will.
His tone sobers with his sincerity.
So, what were you about up here? Studying the many wonders of the sky? Discussing the contrast of Cumulus and Cirrus, perhaps?
Yes, Abba. Or close to that.